Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
Wait, I'm not ready.
A bottle of rum. I don't care. I don't care.
I was vaping, dude. I don't want to start vaping.
Look, I'm vaping too. See? Now we're both equally as bad. We're bad boys.
That's right. We are bad boys. We're on the naughty list this year.
Yeah, but we still get gifts because we're rich. We're handsome.
Not rich.
Matt, are you kidding me?
Yeah, come on. Put her there.
I was about to say.
Yeah, we're rich.
Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to hit the...
I wasn't expecting $20 million each. That's for sure. I was expecting maybe like 10, 15. I wasn't expecting $20 million each. Net.
I'm way back so far in this shit, but...
Yeah, you are leaning pretty far back.
Do I look comfy?
You do look comfy. You look like a mall Santa waiting for a young lad to come be slapped up on your lap. You doing a Fortnite dance?
Yeah, I just did a little dance for...
I guess the kids in for sure.
Here's something for like a holiday intro maybe. Watch. Okay, Luke, zoom in, like, so you can just see the white. Just the white, Luke, when you zoom in.
You gotta zoom really far in.
Peekaboo.
Ho, okay, ho.
That's it.
There you go.
That's the holiday bit.
That's right, guys. That's the holiday bit. Welcome to Snowy Megacast 2022.
Yep.
Another one. That one hurt a little bit.
I think I hit your ring pretty spot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one just hurt my skin because I have very soft, sensitive skin. For you, it hurt because you hit my metal. Dude, I hit myself in the face earlier. I smacked
your
my head.
Ring.
I went, because I was stupid, and I went, with the, this thing hurts.
I mean, let me see that sucker. Let me take that off. Ooh.
Take it off. See if you can get it off.
Can I get it off?
Yeah, you just twist it back and forth. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
What is this? Oh, ooh.
See, it's the theater kid thing. It's the laughing face mask and the crying face mask.
You did go to art school, so I can see that you...
That was in my school's logo.
Even though it's not Thanksgiving, I still think during the holiday season, it's important to be thankful for your past.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that you still carry those.
I love this ring. It's a nice little ring. Zoom in on that, Luke. See, it's a smiling face and an angry face. You know, so... It really shows both sides of man. It's the duality of man. It shows that, you know, they say that those who laugh the loudest cry the hardest. That's what that shows.
So what hilarious holiday topics do we have planned for the audience today?
A lot. We got a lot of holiday topics to talk about.
Yep. We spent a lot of time planning this because we have to make sure that we put like a lot of effort, especially if it's like a special holiday thing for you guys. So we try to plan it kind of to a T. It may seem like we are improvising and making stuff up on the spot, but that's just because it comes off. It is so well planned that it comes off as naturally as it does.
Right. We have a team of writers that do a fantastic job to write the podcast every week.
Yep.
We have several writers from The Late Show with Jimmy Fallon, or Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now that James Corden is ending his show as well, we have...
Didn't he say, psych, I'm not? I'm sticking around?
Well, we got the writers at least. And, well, Trevor Noah is ending his stint as the host of The Daily Show. So we got a lot of his writers. And as you know, those writers are very, very skilled comedian. So
okay, it's a fist away.
That's
right?
A fist away, okay. For sure. Yeah. But yeah. You know, everything I'm saying right now was scripted by them. Even the fist away thing you just did, and including what I'm saying right now, describing it.
Yeah.
And they wrote this in because they really wanted some credit. Hey, Leighton. Sure. Yeah, I'll take a high noon.
Sure. What do they taste like? What is this?
Oh, you'd love high noon.
Would I?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me one of those, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, it's what flavor did you get?
Black cherry.
Oh, are they just all black cherry?
Those are the first two.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
No. I just thought it would have been cool if we each had a different. It's nothing.
Christmas came early for the Super Mega Boys.
It looks like a pair of jingling bells.
It does. See, look at that. It's a pair of jingling bells. Everything's holiday themed.
No, you didn't have to go out of your way. No, I'm fine. I mean, black cherry sounds good.
Black cherry's the best, in my opinion. That or watermelon.
Matt says black cherry's the best.
Okay. Well, I could offer you a pineapple. No.
Leighton, you're screaming. I know that the mic won't pick you up unless you're screaming, but it's hurting my ears and it's making me uncomfortable.
We have some
watermelon,
Excedrin, if you need some for that headache, huh?
Watermelon.
I feel like that's gonna be really sweet. I feel like black cherry is that perfect mix of sweet. Okay. And
black cherry is a great flavor. Let's
go ahead
and
have watermelon in the sauna.
Okay.
Yeah, Leighton, go get in the sauna.
Are you getting all nice and sweaty? Don't put any lotion on before getting in the sauna, though.
Oh, last time we got in the sauna together, Leighton lotioned up, and that stuff, you were glistening, and that was...
Sliding out of my seat.
You were sliding out of your seat, and every time you tried to sit on my lap, he would just slip right out.
Right off.
You slid right off every time, and it was funny, but it was embarrassing.
Yeah. We traveled up to Big Bear to film some holiday goofs and gaffes, this being one of them. Leighton's here, Jim's here, Luke's here. As you can see, Matt and I are both here.
Unfortunately, we are
missing one of Santa's favorite little helpers.
Unfortunately, yes. Could not make it because
Justin Butlag.
Luke, can you put a picture of him up just so everyone remembers? They always forget who he is. Justin Butlag.
Well, they might forget who he is now because they're not going to have too many chances to be reminded of.
implying that he has some terminal disease. this was his last chance.
There's just something about like the evilness behind it.
My favorite is when you do a real laugh. When you do a real laugh that's a little bit too hard and. You're obviously embarrassed, so you overcompensate by doing a much harsher laugh.
Well, I noticed how weird it sounded, so I just make fun of myself.
But Justin Butlag has been diagnosed with Biden's curse. We had this big trip planned.
Biden?
Yeah.
What, you mean Brandon?
Sorry. Brandon's curse. I got the giggles tonight, you know?
Good.
Yeah, he has Dark Brandon's curse.
Dark Brandon.
And he had to stay home from this trip, unfortunately. He was very, very sad. He really wanted to come.
It was the night before.
It was the night before.
The night before Big Bear.
The night before Christmas videos shoot for Super Mega. He texts us and goes, "Guys, I have COVID."
But luckily we'll fit Justin in another holiday video. I'm sure.
It's probably. Sure. You know what's great is we could say, you know, when we're doing Let's Plays and other videos, we have to be very careful what we say about Justin because he's editing it.
Yeah.
And he's very spiteful. And if we say something bad about him, he'll cut something funny we say out to get back at us. But he doesn't care about the podcast.
Not
he doesn't
at
care
all.
About. So he won't watch this so we can really say whatever we want about him. I don't think he actually has COVID. I never saw a positive test. I think he just chickened out. He was scared. He gets homesick from home and his teddy bear, and he was scared to come.
That makes sense. He gets home. He's comfortable. He doesn't want to travel more just after getting back. And instead of working these next few days, guess what he gets to do? Kick his feet up, play some Call of Duty or Sonic Frontiers, whatever that young lad is playing.
You know, I would have loved to do that. I just did a 2.5-week tour. Drove 4,000 miles.
Sea of Thieves Season 8 just started a week ago about.
But guess what? I'm here working.
I'm here working. I didn't bring... I can't play Sea of Thieves.
The second I got back from tour...
48 hours.
Second I got back from tour, I'm back into making content. You know?
I will say, speaking of Sea of Thieves, video games. Am I right? That's right.
Yeah, video I hope games. To see some of those under my tree.
I want to make sure that I put this on everyone's radar because Matt did to me, and it is such a great little game.
Yes.
It's the iOS version of Papers, Please. It's so fucking fun.
It just
fun.
Came out, and I honestly, it's a...
I saw you playing it. It looked so smooth, and I had to try it for myself, and now I'm addicted, and I'm probably going to be playing until the late hours of the night.
This is my fifth day in a row playing it. I think that, honestly, Papers, Please, it's a wonderful computer game.
Why are we playing it?
I don't know why we're playing it. It's not to practice to get good for another reason.
No.
Maybe to, like, record it, but I... No, but I do think that, honestly, this is one of those games that I feel like was kind of, like, made for mobile. Like, the mobile version of Papers, Please is fantastic.
It still gets me on, like, the thing that trips me up is highlighting the right stuff for the interrogations.
You only just started playing it. That'll
it's learning.
Very quickly. I can go through it super quick now. Like, on the iOS version, I know where everything is.
Yeah.
I've been permitting and denying lots of people.
Would you say you permit more than you deny, or there's a equilibrium between the two?
No, I permit more than I deny. But I do deny quite a lot of fools.
Yeah, I just got this guy twice, or I think it's twice already. What's his name?
Georgie. Yeah.
Love Georgie. We'll be seeing Georgie again soon, maybe.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe you will see.
I mean, do people really want a Papers, Please here? I mean, like, I see a few people, but like, do a lot of people really want it? Because at this point, what does it matter? We still want to play it. We still want to get through it and have some fun ourselves.
I want to play it on the channel again because, you know, that was one
glasses
of our
glasses off.
Glasses are off for what I'm about to say. That was our first like. Big series, I believe, on the channel was Papers, Please, or one of them, and it was the youth loved it, you know, they couldn't get enough of it, and we played quite a bit of it, but we didn't get like a good resolute ending ever, and we said we'd return to it, we'd take some time off, and then return. That was 2016. Now it's almost 2023, and I think it is time to bring. Papers, Please series back, but this time do it right. And that's one of the reasons I started playing it again was because, you know, I say if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Are you going to be playing it on the iPad?
Probably on iPad because it's much easier to do on, like, if I can actually drag screen. With my fingers than the cursor.
And we can also get I'm sure there's, like, the whole lightning to HDMI thing you can get.
Yeah, we can do that easy. Game Grumps has cables that we could borrow for that. I asked Aaron recently if we could borrow some equipment, and the response he gave me was, I will say, it was a bit, cold shoulder is not the right word, because he did reply, but it was more of a...
How did he respond, Matt?
It was arrogant. It was something about his jealousy that our channel has surpassed theirs in subscribers. And we get more views than them. And something about...
We can't help that.
Well...
How is that our fault?
I'll be honest,
Ryan. Likeable.
No, I know. But I'll be honest, I could tell that this wasn't Aaron speaking. This was somebody else in his ear.
No, you know who I think it is? And I think we're both on the same page. He's gotten a lot more vocal since you dropped your new album. I think that jealousy is... riding high.
You know? Aaron's not jealous. It's somebody else that's jealous of my new album and my our success. I don't need to name names, but
I think it's pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious who it is.
Who else that we know of that works in music, who we might have
if you can
to
call
be
it that.
Close to Man.
I'm sorry,
be the bigger man here. Be the bigger elf.
I'll be the bigger elf here, okay?
You know, fun fact, Will Ferrell hated Elf. He did not think it was going to succeed. In fact, he fought verbally Jon Favreau on many occasions on the set.
Really?
Yep.
That's true?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
He tried to instigate a walkout on set as well.
Will Ferrell did?
Yes,
during
he did.
Shooting Elf?
Yes.
Why? Because he thought it was going to be a bad movie?
Because of creative differences between him and Jon Favreau. It was originally supposed to be a raunchy comedy, but they toned it back.
Oh, is that why?
I don't think that's why.
Will Ferrell wanted his penis shown.
Will Ferrell
wanted full frontal.
Look, Will Ferrell was a big SNL hotshot. Okay?
He was just off of his George Bush days of SNL.
He was in Old School. He was in
Semi-Pro.
Not at that time.
Oh, was Semi-Pro after
was later?
Oh,
that's like after Anchorman and everything. Because his SNL was his SNL in like the late 90s, early 2000s, or like probably no.
It was 2000s because remember he played George Bush.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Did a good job at it too.
Oh, he's a beautiful man.
I'm gonna be real with you.
Not Will Ferrell.
I had no idea that Jon Favreau directed Elf.
Really?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you know he directed Chef?
I knew he directed Chef.
How about Iron Man?
You're fucking with me. No, he didn't. No, I see
and
it on your
Iron
face.
Man too.
No, Jon Favreau did not do Iron Man.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
And Jungle Book.
I know he did Jungle Book.
And Lion King.
And that, but he did not do Iron Man.
Yes, he did. Are you fucking with me right now?
Jon Favreau did not do Iron Man.
Yes, he did.
The guy
he
that directed
Iron Man,
Chef did not do Iron Man.
Yes, he did.
Fuck off. You're gaslighting me.
No, I'm not. Chef is technically about his process of working on Iron Man 2.
Where's my phone,
and with
dude?
With Disney.
Pull it up on your... I don't know my phone.
Did you really not believe me?
No, I don't believe you. I don't think Jon Favreau did Iron Man.
Why not? Doesn't that seem like a very Jon Favreau movie?
No, it does not seem like
what
a very
mean?
Jon Favreau movie.
He's a guy.
Elf
guy.
The guy that directed Elf and Chef did Iron Man and Iron
One
Man 2?
One and two. One. He's even in the movies. He plays the bodyguard.
You're lying to me. If you're right, I'll chug my entire High Noon.
Really?
Sure. And if I'm right, you got to chug yours.
Scroll down and look at the director.
Iron Man. 7.9 out of 10. Seriously?
Yes! I can't believe you didn't know that.
Hey, man, I haven't seen Iron Man in at least over a decade. I actually have never seen the whole thing. I've got your phone. Let me look through it. I'm just looking at the cast. Jeff Bridges. What? What else did Jon Favreau direct?
Jungle Book.
Swingers.
The Lion King. Couples Retreat. No, he was in Couples Retreat. The movie with Vince Vaughn.
Oh, Couples Retreat with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
Was Owen Wilson in Couples Retreat too?
I thought he was. I know he's in Wedding Crash. I thought he was in... I might just be wrong. Dude, honestly, I don't know a lot about
Jon Favreau. Jon Favreau's in Perfect Holiday or whatever the fuck that movie is with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, his anniversary to his spouse just passed a couple days ago.
They're still married.
Julia Tillum.
Jon Favreau.
Yeah, this podcast is dedicated to Jon Favreau. He's a real one. Director of Iron Man. I did not know that. And now I feel like a goofball.
And Iron Man 2.
And Iron Man 2.
Shane Black directed Iron Man 3.
And how was it?
It was all right. It was fun. I didn't like it the first time I watched it, and I liked it more, I think, the second time. I'm definitely getting over the whole Marvel kick, because most of their shows I'm really not interested in watching. The movies that are coming out now I'm not really interested in.
Why?
Well,
what's wrong with you?
Well, Black Panther 2 was the last movie that came out, so let that paint a picture, if you will. Because it's almost a 3-hour long movie about like these characters that the climax has already happened in the story. Endgame, Infinity War, that shit. Infinity War and Endgame.
Ryan, you have 3 holes in your sock.
Yeah, what about
that
it?
One. Huh? I can see your little piggies.
You got a problem with that?
Get some new socks.
Why you gotta shame me?
I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying.
I'm fucking Santa Claus.
What I'm saying is, as a friend, get some new socks.
I have a bunch of socks. I just like the
maybe
breeze.
Maybe some like this?
Those are some wonderful...
Dude, these...
I wish nurses would wear those around.
These came with the costume. These are the elf boots. These to me remind me of like... So you know how there's some people whose sole job is to clean up gore?
Yeah.
Like, this is like the type of like things you'd put on before cleaning up like a suicide jumper. Like, this is the type of... A foot garment to, like, not get blood on yourself. Who put the... Like, the rest of the costume is fantastic. And I don't know why the team was like, yeah, just get some, like, oversized trash bag pieces and just fucking...
I think to help out with kind of, like, the grimness, the absolute kind of... disparity one looks upon when they go to like a suicide scene, like where someone jumps off a building, there's a big splatter or something. There's a lot of mess, as you said, where you have to wear the shoes to clean it up. I think maybe it would help change the tone instead of those like kind of like mint colored suits.
If it's
like one of those inflatable Halloween costumes where like maybe they're riding a horse.
Right. And also, if any onlookers happen to see them cleaning up the grim mess, they'll go,
yeah, exactly.
They'll say, all right, now that's really fucked up, the body, but that is, it's funny for the shoes.
Onlookers won't be riddled with anxiety. They'll be met with relief and goofs and gaffs and giggles.
Honestly, what they should do is for the crews of people that have to clean up gore, they should dress them up in funny outfits, silly
minions
hats.
You could have the minion crew. You could hire them. Like
yes.
You know how they have like topless maids? The minion suicide jumper cleanup crew.
It's like anytime you have your gore needs need to be met, you know, for your cleanup. It's like, all right, well, I open up the Yellow Pages. Do we want the Minions crew? Do we want the Charlie Brown crew?
Yellow Pages, Minions.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. that would be that's a great business idea. You know?
Mm.
That is just a job that some people have. It's like, yep, I clean up gore.
Just like there's people's jobs at the EMS I could not fucking do.
No.
So if anyone works in that field, power to you. Because
go ahead and turn it off. Okay? Go ahead and turn this podcast off. Because Ryan and I, I'm speaking for both of us, have no respect for you or what you do.
No, I was the exact opposite is what I was saying.
Oh. I misread that situation. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Ryan and I have nothing but the utmost respect for you and the field you've chosen to enter.
I'm sorry that sometimes what you do is sad, and I hope your days get better. Yeah. Yeah, you know. Cry about it, I guess.
Maybe you guys should try being YouTubers.
Maybe you guys should
stop riding in the back of an ambulance truck and start podcasting in front of a really hot fire that is incredibly hot, and I'm sweating underneath this elf suit, and I have cleverly
it is a hot fire.
Placed my hands right here so you cannot see my sweaty nuts.
And Luke, if you see any sweaty nuts, you gotta blur them out, unless it's the Patreon cut.
Yeah.
No.
I also did say I would chug this I did a little bit, but you know Matt Watson, he can't chug a drink.
No.
I did like five. I'll do five more. Ready?
The Shinjuku vlog. Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Na-na-na-na-na. Only 5 minutes old.
That's the line.
I know. We've gone over this time and time again.
Many times on the channel.
You know, when you grow up in the 2000s like we did, that song was a centerpiece to, like, let's say, like a woman walking around New York City in slow motion and a guy seeing her for the first time, or like a girl walking by the lockers or something in high school and the nerd's like, so it's like that. But then, like, later on when you actually gain some perspective and learn a little more about, I don't know, maybe some famous musicians and the background behind some of their songs, find out it's about his the birth of his infant daughter. His infant daughter.
Your infant daughter. Isn't she lovely? Only 5 minutes old, Walter.
Yeah, it's about the birth of his child. Yeah, and they put the crying. That's exactly it. That's the only thing. Like, that song is heartwarming and shit, but every time I listen to it, I'm like, I don't need to hear the baby crying in it. It's a wonderful composition of music. No, it's a great song. Stevie Wonder killed it. That will always be a classic. But every time I listen to it, I don't need the fucking, like, 1 minute breakdown. It's like,
isn't there a version without it where they took it out because so many people complained about it?
I see what he's doing as an artist, where he's like, this is dedicated to my infant daughter. It's to remember, like, you know, her birth and how much I love her. So he's putting real recordings in there. And to him, that's very you, baby.
You're in my song.
And that's a very poignant thing for him, right?
Yeah.
But I guess on the radio station, you don't want to hear the
Imagine like waking up to that like breakdown, like on an airplane. I'd feel like I'd be having a fever dream. Just
like, why would it be playing on an airplane? Don't tell me you shit yourself.
I did not shit myself, but I stopped myself from shitting myself.
Very close. If you shit yourself in the Santa outfit. Oh, man. If you shit yourself in the Santa outfit, that would be one for the books, especially just several episodes after you did shit your pants.
I did. I slimed them. I slimed those shorts.
You didn't shit yourself. You slimed yourself.
Yeah. There's a good snail trail in there.
There was, yeah.
Of a feces.
And you showed
me. And mucus.
Me. I will say it's...
There's a lot of mucus in there.
It was
it was mucusy.
I will say it's also like the way that you showed it to me. It was such an interesting way to do it. Because I feel like if you're showing someone your underwear with shit in it, you're going to just go, you did it from the front. You did it down and you did that. It doesn't make sense.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
It's a good, like, you
no,
get
it
a
does.
Good top
it does.
Down view.
It does, but the thing is...
Why would I tell you, hey, dude, check my shorts, quick. And then you pull back to check on my shorts?
I never said I was checking them. Well, I'm talking about you
dude,
showing
look at this.
Me.
Like,
you're
you
showing
still
me.
Have to, like...
Well, if you
like you're looking at a shopping bag.
If you're showing me, or maybe a Christmas stocking, if you're showing me, Ryan, from the back, I'll see your bum. And that's associated with what you just did. But if you're doing from
the
front,
poop's
I don't see
be my butthole's right here. It's not like up here. But I feel like it's a
the other way around. You're choosing to show
you
me your
see
penis
the
and
whole
balls.
Carriage, if I show you from you're, that angle, though.
No, not
you
no.
saw the slime trail.
I did see the slime trail. What I'm saying is that by showing me at that angle, you're showing me not only the shit in your shorts, but your penis and balls.
And
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying not, it's an interesting.
Sounds
choice.
Like a complaint. If you
it's
have
not
to,
a complaint.
If you
I
go
just
out of your way to mention it as
if
the,
I had to show somebody
one outstanding
nope.
feature of that encounter that makes it different and uncomfortable.
I just think it's interesting the way you chose to go about it.
Interesting is an interesting word to choose.
Let's go to ads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ooh. Welcome back, nincompoops.
Scare me for a second.
Did I really?
If you watched the video, I went, scare me for a second. I don't know.
I don't know. I think nincompoops could be a comeback. You little nincompoops. No. Too far gone. Can't do it. Am it's I not a, allowed to?
No, it's a very 50s word. Nincompoop. It sounds like a slur.
You know who else was around in the 50s? Our president, Joe Brandon. Shout out to Joe Brandon.
Yo, shout out to Dark Brandon.
Let's get a round of applause for Dark. Dark
shout out
Brandon.
To Dark Brandon.
They really just say the same thing from the first 5 minutes and cackling at it again. Yes. Dude, first, I just want to say this. And I'm tired of people complaining. Okay?
Yeah.
It's our podcast. We're going to talk about what we want. And we're going to have fun in our
I'll talk about Dark Brandon as much as I want. We got the giggles tonight, ladies.
I know.
We've had a couple cups of eggnog.
Dude, it's high noon.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Overwatch reference? Come on.
That's right.
You used to edit Overwatch videos.
Yeah, I did. I did.
We
so did you.
Do.
We edited.
Loot box stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A lot of the times.
That's right. I forgot we even did that. It's been a while.
I do get the whole, like, I got a few mystery blind boxes of my own randomly one day. And I went, you know what? Why not? They were just of pins. And I did like the feeling of it. I think that would be a perfect thing to do for your triangle people, is to do little blind things.
Little blind things?
Yeah.
Walking around with a cane?
You should put it down as like, I think I should deserve a part of the cut because it was my idea.
I was already planning on doing that, Ryan.
How could you have planned that when I just came up with the idea live?
I could literally show you in my notebook at home. I have that written down and I have it drawn out.
Next, you're going to say that lazy eye was your idea.
And that one wasn't. No. That was your idea, I will say. A lot of the credit there does go to you.
Or the name to both of your albums. I'm like... Or you don't even tell people it's my voice on your tracks.
I tell... Ryan, what do you mean? You
say, I sing all of those songs and you take credit for that.
Listen, man. Luke, cut this out. Hold on. Pause the podcast. I'm sorry, man, that I don't have any talent. And I can't do shit on my own. But I told you going into this. You lend me this, I'll make it work. And we could split the money 50-50, okay? If you start talking about this shit, the whole deal's off, okay? So why don't you have some fucking respect? I can't, man. I got that. We got the fucking giggles tonight, man.
It's the fucking outfits, too.
I know.
It's the gross. You're in fucking tights.
I remember.
Look at us still wearing tights.
I remember when I was like 11, I was dressed up like a magician. I just dressed up like a magician for fun one day at home.
With a top hat?
Yeah.
That's cute.
You know, with a top hat and like the whole get up. And I was doing some like funny magic shit, maybe for like an old video. And God damn it, dude. Your fucking face. I don't know. What is that?
Hello? Are there any or specters in the house tonight? It's a line from the Haunted Mansion ride.
It is.
There any?
Every time I go on that ride, I'm like, I thought they would have changed that by now. I was dressed up as a magician, and I remember getting into a big fight with my parents over something else, like something menial, like grades or something. And I was crying, and I was yelling at my parents, and they were yelling back at me. And I just remember like thinking, like I marched up to my room, and I remember thinking like, ripping it off, like
shoot both of them.
That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking about how there's no way they could have taken me seriously because I was dressed up like a magician while I was like trying to yell at my parents and get in a fight with them. They yelled back.
And you were 11?
Something like that.
Did your top hat just go poof and stay up in the air with steam?
I was so mad. It shot up 3 feet, spun around, and then came back down. But sorry, what were you saying about the Haunted Mansion?
Huh? No, there was a noise.
I heard it
twice.
I
made a Haunted Mansion ride reference. Because whenever they stop the ride...
That's right, whenever they stop it. Yeah, they say that...
And it stops often because it's...
I don't think I've ever been on that ride at Disneyland once where it doesn't stop twice.
I'm tired of Disneyland.
I'm very tired of Disneyland, man.
I haven't been to Disney World in a long time. I think that's what it is.
Last time we were there was with the Gaming Grumps.
Yep.
In 2017.
Yes. That's when...
December 2017, which means 18, 19, 20, 21. 5 years ago next month.
Dude, that's when fucking Brent accidentally invited both of his boyfriends. That was embarrassing. They both showed up to the senior frogs at Disney World.
I forgot about that.
Dude. There is no senior frogs at Disney World.
No, I forgot about that. Sorry.
It wasn't senior frogs. It was that dinosaur restaurant.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called, but I remember... God, I forgot about that. That was so goddamn funny. Brent.
It was like a Sweet Life of Zach and Cody episode. Or, you know, like when you invite one girl to prom and then the girl you originally asked ends up saying yes, and now you're like, I'm taking two girls to prom. Except for Brent.
It was still
hey,
like
Jim.
A, it was still like a.
Jim's in the kitchen right now, where he should be.
I have tears in my eyes, man.
Because The fire's very hot. You said you were going to play your Switch in the shower.
I did.
You don't look wet.
I lost.
You don't look wet. You did not take a shower. Sorry, there's a liar among us.
Among us? You're looking sus right now. No, I got the giggles. I'm sorry. No, but I just can't get over it. Brendan fucking pulled the... I don't know why that fucking got me. Oh, God.
The meteor shower started and the second one showed up. Oh, my God. No, I just know him from work. What? I remember that scream. What do you mean you just know me from work?
Oh, he was in the doghouse that night.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me a second.
You know what I'm saying?
God damn. Dude, I normally don't have the giggles this bad on a podcast. I don't know what it is.
What did Leighton put in this high noon?
I don't know, dude, but it's making me giggle. Also, I'm not high, for those who are wondering. This is my first drink.
I'm also not high.
Like, I'm just... Well, I did have one drink before this, but... One, Jim. I had one drink.
Did he have two... Jim held up two
fingers. Oh, that's right. I did have two drinks before this.
I'll throw up a little in my mouth.
Jim, I'm trying to make myself look good.
No, it's fine. Jim, this is my second drink.
Would you like another
drink? I still have to finish mine. It's been a while since we made fun of Brent. I think it just really got me. It's you with the fucking Santa hat just so earnestly saying when he accidentally invited both of his boyfriends.
Can you imagine him doing that, though? The little rascal?
Oh, Brent. I miss Brent. What do you think Brent's up to right now?
Brent?
Should we give him a call?
Yeah.
It's been a while. Dude, my hands are so... You can probably see how sweaty my hands are on camera from this. It's the fire, dude. I'm smoking hot. We're going to give Brent a call right after this next ad break. You're playing a video game full blast, and you have a seat, Jim. Ryan's having a little walk. I have to chug the rest of this real quick. Right, dude, I'm fucking burning up. No, it's fine. It looks great on camera. I have to chug the rest of this real quick because I thought Ryan was gaslighting me when he said Jon Favreau directed Iron Man.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What?
Exactly, right?
No
way. Did you
even
know Jon Favreau directed?
The director of Chef and Elf.
Iron Man 2?
Okay, I don't pay attention to anything Marvel, okay?
I don't either.
It's history.
But it was like Chef. He's done Chef, Elf, the Jungle Book, Lion King. I'm like, no, he didn't do Iron Man. Ryan,
those are all your favorite movies.
They are my favorite movies, and so I should have known this. He also, Ryan told me that Will Ferrell and Jon Favreau would have screaming matches on set of Elf, and
they didn't get along.
Will Ferrell tried to stage walkouts and stuff because Will Ferrell wanted it to be like a raunchy comedy, and it wasn't.
No, I don't know if that's the reason, but originally Elf was going to be a raunchy comedy, and then Jon Favreau turn the script into more of a PG.
He reeled it in.
I will say it was a better idea to do that because now it's...
Whoa.
It's
Did you shit that suit?
A man in an oversized Santa outfit.
Did you just
farts a bunch and then goes, no poop in my pants.
Did you? For real, you need to check that suit. We're going to return that after this.
No, he doesn't need to check it. I know Ryan. I've known Ryan for coming up. It'll be almost a decade, and I know his farts. I know when there's poop and when there's not. That was fine.
You hear the poop come out of my butthole.
Yes. He has such a way with words.
Yes, dude, that one sounded pretty bad.
I'm blocking your light, Jim.
No, you're fine. I don't care.
You were blocking his light.
Wait, you should be sitting in my lap. You want to do a roll reverse?
Sure. Yeah.
This one again. It's always this trick, Ryan. Falling for it once again. Oh, you should sit in my lap, Ryan. Get it?
Jim!
No, don't fucking do that. No, come on.
Bro, what if... I don't think you... You don't look too comfortable to me.
I feel like I can't get a
my
fucking...
back to think about.
I feel like I can't get a fucking sentence out on this podcast without fucking losing my shit. It sucks.
That's how funny we are.
We are the Funny Brothers, all right. Wait, what's the Christmas iteration of the Funny Brothers? The Fairy Bro... No, the...
Fairy Brothers?
Yeah, I know that.
The Frosty Brothers?
Ooh.
The Frost...
The Frosty Brothers? How about that one?
You guys thought of that one yet?
So we're back?
We're back, yeah. We've been back, yeah.
But see you later, Jim.
We're going to call. We're gonna prank call Brent. Wait.
Sure. And then cigarettes. What?
Yeah, smoke a Parliament.
Are you smoking cigarettes, Jim?
We can smoke a Parliament in the hot tub. It's work.
It is
work. It's workcation. We can smoke a Parliament in the hot tub.
Hey, a Parliament in the hot tub never hurt nobody.
A little cigarette never hurt nobody. Wait, can we use Jim's phone to prank call Brent?
Yeah, we'll
get it. Go get your phone.
Promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
What should we, how should we prank call Brent? We have a few minutes to think. Think, Ryan, think.
He knows our, I don't think he knows our voices that well.
You were really good at putting on an official voice.
An official voice? Brent?
Hello, Brent.
This is the FBI.
This is Matt Watson's father.
Wait, that's good. No, he'll know it's fake.
Should we just say hey until he recognizes who it is?
No,
hey.
No. I'll be a girl. And I'll go, hey. Oh, you know who no. It is, Brent.
Ooh, you're about to prank call Brent.
Yeah, we're prank calling Brent.
It's about time that bastard got prank called. It's been too damn long. Too damn high. Remember right. That one?
The rent? It's too damn high. That got Jim. I don't know why.
It's fucking hilarious. That's how I got you.
Who's my damn fate, Brian?
Daddy needs nicotine before he fucking calls.
But you gotta hand it back, baby.
Gotta bleach my roots soon. No, I like it like this. Fuck the haters.
I was thinking about getting some liposuction.
No, Jim, you already have Brent's number in your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
I'll call his Jim.
Oh, fuck. Don't do that.
Ask if Brent ever thought about going on tour. The Brent show. The Brent Lilly show.
He knows it's you. I forgot you guys knew each other.
So why would he pick up?
He must think I'm really desperate.
You just got fired. He's probably... I can't hire Jim. You know what I kind of don't like? They made the
please leave your message
code
for...
people sound like children.
They did.
Hey, Brent. It's Jim. I'm sorry. I just got let go from Super Mega, and I was wondering if you guys had any openings. I'm sorry. It's been a tough day, so I was wondering if you guys had any openings at Game Grumps, or Real Good Touring. I'm sorry, just give me a call back when you get this. Thanks. When I got the giggles, I can't prank call as good, man. You got Coochie as your wallpaper.
Yeah, he's got pictures of Coochie as his wallpaper.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Jim.
Nice catch, Jim.
That was a good aim, though.
Weren't you quarterback in high school?
Yeah.
Well,
did you play football?
Wait, here's the better question. Are you quarterback now? Exactly.
He ain't no quarterback, boy.
Why aren't you quarterback of a high school football team, Jim?
That's Brent's job. imagine Jim just like auditioning for QB.
There'll be something on his back.
I love that you said auditioning for a high school football team.
They're not just going to let you in. You got to audition to be quarterback.
You do. You got
to
audition.
They don't just give it to you, Jim. You got to fucking
for the football tryouts.
Or whatever you're asking.
You got to audition for the football tryouts
to even try out.
You got
to
audition for the tryouts.
Were you varsity?
Yeah.
Proof. Yeah, show me proof.
You're not varsity. You never played football.
Yo.
That's a spiral.
Jim, come here. You have to get on your knees.
Jim, sit down.
And show people that.
Jim, right here.
Get on your goddamn knees, Jim.
Jim, sit right here.
Jim, I said get on your goddamn knees.
That's a glass table, Jim. Be careful. It's not ours.
Come on, Jim. Oh, God. You're a klutzy little one.
Awesome. You're slippery, aren't you? You're a slippery little guy, aren't you?
Ah! Oh, my toesy woesies. Watch out. Don't spill no drinks.
All right, show us that spiral. Watch it. We're going to see Jim's spiral.
Yeah. Yo.
You see it all the way over there?
Yeah, over the mountain.
Over the mountain. I was going to say the same thing. You bet I could throw a football over the mountains. Jim, that actually, I'm not going to lie. Like, that was a, like, I don't play football, but I will say that looked like it would have been a good, that looked like it would have been a good throw. And I'm going to let that one slide, but that looked like it would have been a good throw. Did it not?
Letting him slide as in, like, interrupting you?
No, he said, I said I don't play football, and he said, yeah, we know that.
Okay.
He's small.
So you're going to let him interrupt
you? Small guys play football, and I'm not small, Jim. I'm
you're going to let Jim interrupting you slide?
You're going to punish me? It's Christmas.
It's actually November 30th.
So I thought it was okay. I thought it was December 1st.
Nope. It's November 30th.
Please, God. Please.
It is December on the East Coast right now.
Okay.
So you got lucky by less than 1 hour.
That works for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm getting already hot from this fireplace and these drinks. Why would I need to go in a hot tub?
Come on, Ryan.
Ryan.
I swear to fucking Christ, man, if you pull
you guys
this
are just
shit.
You're going
to
be making fun of me the whole time.
No, I swear if you pull this shit where it's like, oh, I'm going to go to bed. I'm not going to get in the hot tub.
I'm going to point at my titties and go, ha ha, he has big boobs or something like that. Witty that I can't think of.
Did you tell him? I can't give a straight fucking face, man. It's the elf costume. When I'm in the elf costume, I'm too jolly.
Dude, you look amazing in that costume.
It Thank you.
Like fits you really
it
well.
Does.
Thank
it's
you.
A really, I think we should keep these costumes. I don't think we should return them.
Okay.
Because I think we could reuse the Santa outfit.
Well, Layton used his own credit card for these, right?
Did he?
No harm on our part.
No, honestly.
If we don't return it.
He said we have like 2 weeks until.
Wait, he used his own card? They don't accept Amex, I'm guessing, at the place?
No.
That sucks.
He had to use his own card, so. I mean, if we don't return them, it's on him.
The exact opposite of the problems we used to have.
Exactly. But,
what problems?
Jim, we've reprimanded you before. We even made you change your name. So let's.
Between that and all the surgery you're gonna do, you're lucky I still work.
Do you want a cookie, Jim?
Yeah, I would love a cookie.
You want some milk with it?
Yeah, please.
Which one you want, buddy?
That one.
Point them out. This one?
Chocolate, yeah.
For all the audio listeners that might be upset for the inability to watch Jim as he take a bite of a milk-dunked cookie.
Soaking it.
Yeah, it's really good.
We formally apologize, but I feel like at the same time, there is like a get-bent mentality.
100%.
Because it's Christmas and Jim deserves a milk-dunked cookie on Christmas.
If I had two words to say to the audio listeners.
You got some under your lip. You got some chocolate.
There you go.
If I had two words to say to the audio listeners, it's get bent.
How's that vape?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, Ryan couldn't find his vape earlier and threw a tantrum.
I don't know where it went.
I don't either.
Where it went. where could it have gone?
Shit!
Which one are you talking?
I actually have a picture on my phone of Ryan mid-freakout trying to find his vape in
Let's
the Santa
throw it up
outfit.
There, Luke.
Yeah, here's Ryan on the couch yelling at everyone, where's his vape?
Again, for the audio listeners.
Get bent.
Yes.
Formally. You know what's funny was, Ryan, the other day I was cleaning my house and...
That's nice.
I put on some Super Mega.
Put on Truck Sim, huh?
I put on Truck Sim because I was like, how are we these days?
Are we as funny as they say we are?
Funnier. Every joke I made, I laughed at. And basically, I had it on and I was cleaning and I was thinking. I see people say, oh, well, I don't like that it's video podcast now because I feel like I have to watch it. Otherwise, I'm missing out. And for the first time in my life, I got it. I understood. Because I was like, if I'm not watching, I feel like I have to watch it. Otherwise, I'm just missing out.
Yeah.
And I get it. But ultimately, what I would say is get bent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, 100%. We're on the exact same page.
Just watch the video.
Why wouldn't you watch the
video? Or you could just put the video in the background, not watch it, and just listen to us be funny.
To it's fine. It's like we don't do too much that's visual that's going to impair your
You say as we're sitting on a as we're sitting in a full Christmas set in front of a fucking log cabin backdrop with a fireplace and costumes.
it's not entirely
we don't do too much that's visual.
Well, I feel like necessarily visual. Like it's not like this isn't a necessity. This is an added like benefit of the video podcast.
He's just been crying because we're like, I can't get over the elf costume.
But since we mention it, it's fine. Like audio listeners, people on the radio had to listen to people describe sports events. I think to that extent, it's fine.
That's a great fucking point. If people can listen to the radio at sports events, then audio listeners could suck it up and get bent.
Yeah, honestly, as long as we explain what we're doing and why we're laughing, like what. That we are wearing
Which
costumes.
Which we do.
That we are next to a fireplace.
Yeah. We make a point to explain what's going on.
Like
if we're laughing about something, you know, it's like, oh, we're laughing. It's like, oh, sorry, Ryan is just dressed up as Santa right now. That's why I'm laughing.
Like this?
This is Christmas green.
Yeah, it's Christmas green. So like that?
You know what
it's Christmas green, all right.
Yeah, you like that?
That is...
I don't know. I think it was.
It smells good.
It does smell good.
Yeah.
What deodorant do you use?
When I
the one your girlfriend uses.
Back when I was a little lad. Oh shit. I'm not putting my foot on
Swagger.
That again.
It's Old Spice Swagger is what she uses.
Back when I was a little lad, my favorite thing was waking up in the morning, enjoying a nice bowl of Captain Crunch or Cinnamon Toast Crunch, having my back warmed by the fireplace.
Oh yeah.
Ugh.
My parents.
My mom would massage me. Jim, my stepdad, not you. What?
Every family's different, man. I don't.
Okay, so you got your fucking bent neck looking at homework all night. What? It's a bit tense. Middle schoolers got to, you know, go and have a hard work day. Got to learn some new things. Got to learn about life. Got to learn equations.
It's the outfit, man. When you're saying this shit, the full Santa outfit, I can't fucking do it. Also, just your face by default. Like, it. No, come on, man. Give this to
My
me, man.
My face by funny. Default.
He said funny face.
I think some people say they like my face. My mom being one of them,
by the way.
I
like your face.
So.
Jim. Stepdad.
Jim called me a pussy boy, so I don't know if he...
He'd dunk you under the pool and call you pussy boy.
Yeah, he would.
I wouldn't do that.
Well,
would you not?
Let's be real, Ryan. Were you being a pussy boy?
I was running out of air and was kind of gasping for breath and choking on water, so I was being a little bit of a pussy.
That's kind of the definition
That's
of a pussy boy.
Yeah.
That's on you.
I was honestly, if a grown man, and there are many who saw me at the pool who, one, weren't attracted to me, they'd just be laughing at me.
Mm-hmm. We won't do that in the hot tub. How about that? What if we promise?
Should we film our hot tub session for Patreon?
Yeah. You don't have any... Did you bring a swimsuit?
No.
No, then all the patrons are going to point and laugh at me.
They're not.
Did you bring a swimsuit?
The whole video, Ryan's going to be up to here in the water. It's going to start. He's already in the hot tub.
Matt, that's what big boys do. That's what big boys do with their self-consciousness.
Big boys wear a big shirt in the pool.
I used to like wear
those.
Did
you wear a shirt in the pool?
When I was younger, I would wear... When I started to get a little bit chubbier, I wore like water shirts and stuff.
Water shirts.
Because you didn't want to get sunburned.
Sure.
You didn't want to get chafed by the water.
I didn't. I just knew that I had a tummy, and I looked at other kids my age, and I'm like, they look athletic and slim.
So this
and I
goes
look a bit
wait,
pudgy
wait, wait.
Like a pear.
Ryan, this goes far back then.
Yeah. I've been self-conscious about.
You're turning 29 next year. Isn't it time to let it go? And embrace yourself.
If I took care of my body, I might be able to.
No, Ryan. Ryan, you are taking care. And you know what I think, Ryan?
I've gained like 15 to 20 pounds.
Ryan.
It's because you've been working out.
Muscles. Of muscle.
Yeah.
Ryan, I personally think that you'll be 29 next year.
Well, it's time essentially to, 30 at that point.
It's time to love yourself for who you are.
Grief.
All right, Charlie Brown. It's time to love yourself for
love
who you are.
Bald bastard.
Because guess what?
Dude, stop making me laugh, man. I'm sorry.
It's time to love yourself for who you are. You're a funny, handsome. You're the heartthrob of Super Mega. You're a funny, handsome dude. Mm-hmm. It's time to embrace that.
But I could be someone whose shirts didn't cling to his titties.
Get a bigger shirt. I don't know what to say.
Hey, amen.
Hey, Ryan, I could be someone that doesn't have concave pecs.
I don't have a concave chest at all. There was someone that I remember when I was a kid. We all made fun of him. We didn't hear much of him years later. I don't know what happened to him, but I'm kidding.
He just disappeared.
we never got. But I guess people just stopped inviting him to stuff, maybe.
but continue.
No, but there was like a kid in like a, what is it, Venture Scouts or whatever. And I remember it was the first instance that I saw it where his chest actually was like concave, like where there was like a dent or a divot. Yeah. But guess what? He charmed the hell out of all them bitches in Venture Scouts.
And his name was Matt Watson.
No, it wasn't. Because you don't have a concave fucking chest.
I did.
I don't know. There's.
Did you do the thing where you could put cereal in it and you would eat it out?
Nah.
What was this, Matt?
It was a different type of gutter, but it was like I did used to have like a very concave, like it actually went in.
Mm.
I don't have pecs still, but at least I've kind of broken even. Because now what I have is I have the approaching late 20s Chuck. Hey, Layton.
Hey.
Whoa. Somebody's putting on
Do you see his
show.
Balls?
Layton, you want to come take a seat?
Do you see his balls? Okay,
hold on. I don't think it's appropriate for the podcast.
Wrap yourself
in a towel. Okay.
That is a three-hander. That is a three-hander.
Yeah. He's not lying.
Or before he came around the corner, he stood there for 3 minutes going,
chuffing his shit.
You're chuffing it, dude.
He said, lie detector test, I'm completely soft right now. But he looked over and he saw three beautiful men sitting down, so who knows?
That's true. Layton, you know what we're going to do to prove that later? We're going to pants you at a random time.
It's a damn shame no woman.
Well, he showed us his penis. That is a three-hander.
Yeah. Did he show you the penis?
Yeah, I saw his penis. Layton, that's the first time I've seen your penis.
No, it's not. You filmed my penis whenever we did the drunk.
Yeah, but you were drunk and sleeping, so that doesn't even count.
I was Ned Flanders.
Come here.
Hold on.
It's really warm.
I got standards. Oh, Diamond Ned Flanders.
Pretty good.
Made in Tokyo and ASAP Vert.
Ooh, oh, watch the upskirt.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta sit like a.
Layton just got out of the sauna. Jim booked us a nice Airbnb.
That was nice. I just laid there. I watched a little bit of a little podcast.
What podcast?
H3.
Okay.
Not a.
Watch the not the Funny Brothers cast. No, I'm caught up.
You're not caught. I mean, you could have watched it live. You could have stood up on the balcony.
That's great. I see you watching H3 podcast at work.
Yeah.
Every day at work, actually.
It's not every day at work, no.
Yes, it is. Sorry.
I've been getting caught up. I'm actually watching the Thanksgiving episode. That's how behind I am right now.
That's embarrassing.
I watch about 30 minutes at a time.
How behind are you on the Super Mega Cast?
I just watched the Funny Brothers one.
What happened? Are you saying that because you were in it? Is that why you're saying you watched it?
That is why I put it on, yeah.
All right, what about the episode before it? What episode was it? What happened?
For the Funny Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember that.
I don't know, Matt.
I don't remember what happened. I don't remember what we talked about half the time.
I could tell you what it was.
Was it funny?
Was it?
He could. He just doesn't want to.
Yeah. I don't want to.
It's
I choose not to.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a lesson. We should remember.
Luke's napping. He's snoring upstairs.
He was snoring upstairs. That's where I came down.
Is that what woke you up?
Is he still snoring?
I was trying to play video games. He was snoring too loud.
I was trying to nap earlier, and Ryan was napping, and he was snoring through the walls.
It's like he's revving a chainsaw over there.
I thought that Santa Claus had snuck down the chimney and fallen asleep.
That's what I think. I think it's a combination of gained weight and like also the surgery.
You haven't gained weight,
dude. Shut up.
No,
this is this guys. Legit. This is not. This is not like a boohoo. This is a legitimately factually based steps on a scale. I've gained some weight. And it's okay to gain some weight.
You don't look like you've
gained
weight.
It's also okay to lose some weight, which I should be doing.
But you look so strong.
Thanks, man.
You look great.
Ryan,
go back to my two lovely uncles. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at you now.
Are you saying he... What are you saying?
I've been two lovely uncles. That's probably the biggest I've ever been.
Ryan was heftier at one point.
I was
not there anymore.
I did not, even then, I didn't realize how big I was. And now looking back, I was like...
But even so, you were still fine back then.
Thanks, man.
You're fine now. You're more than fine now. To quote Switchfoot, more than fine.
Well, look at all. Are you looking at my feet, Sean?
No. You got a hole in your sock.
I know. I have several holes in my
sock. Yes, three holes in one sock.
What's wrong with having holes in socks?
It almost looks like you wrote Hanes on the bottom.
It's almost
of that,
like he does it.
It looks like you wrote with it. Yeah, it looks like you wrote with a Sharpie Hanes. Like you took them off a sleeping man.
I did not write Hanes on my sock.
And then wrote Hanes on the bottom.
I did not have to do that. Bye, everyone.
For Christmas.
Yeah, all right, guys. Thanks for another great Snowy Megacast. For Christmas, would you like some socks?
You can watch the extended special show. It's not even an extended version. It's its own separate show that we record after this podcast called After Hours that you can go watch.
This isn't After Hours.
No.
This is the regular. We made it to the real main show.
Yeah, you guys
made it.
We saw your ball sack on it.
No, we saw his penis and ball sack.
You guys saw my big old penis.
It was a big penis.
I'll say, good job.
It was a very
well. You can't credit him. You can credit his parents.
Credit my parents.
Credit those jeans.
It's the only good thing I got going on.
I'm not wearing any. See you, everyone.
Matt and Ryan, that was not funny, but I love Super Mega.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.